Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Every Tuesday.
Radio.
Little double take right there.
I love it. Hello, 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 guys. XOXO. You already know what it is. It is time for the best 2 hours of your listening life with PD Radio. And we are your hosts, Miss PD and Black, and we are here to entertain you. What's going on over there, Mr. Beat Therapist? How you feeling tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm over here cracking up. I was just reading some news, you know, just getting into my vibe. And, you know, I'm just dying over here. So, you know, we got some stuff that we're going to kick off the show with, because I think we'll be getting into a little bit of hypocrisy tonight. So, you know, a little bit of the lies and all that other good stuff. So, I'm ready. What's up with you, Miss PD?
So you got some goodies over there for me? Is that what you're saying?
Now, hey, you want with the goodies. I'm just trying to do my part.
The goodies. See, my mind already going left. Already, you guys. See? I can't help it. My mind is just kind of crazy like that. So tonight, you guys, we kicked off the show with an exclusive new song from artist S. Love, which features MC Lady Results. And it's called I'm Ready. And that song was produced by your very own PD Radio host, Black. Black, tell us, what was it like working with those two talented ladies?
Hey, you know what? Whenever I can get Lady Results and S. Love, it's always a pleasure. I mean, S. Love has that jazzy, soulful, contemporary jazz type vocals. She reminds me, you know, just she has a throwback vibe to her. And then, you know, Lady Results is just, I mean, her lyrical skill is second to none when it comes to MCs. I'm not even saying female MCs, because she reminds me, I listen to a lot of her music, and she has like that, she reminds me like a Nas, you know, a female Nas. She is nice.
Oh, yeah?
So,
this
girl is bad. So, I had to hook them two up, and, you know, we came out with a nice banger, so...
Yeah. That's a nice combo you put together right there. That's a hot song.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to be playing that in my car going to work with my long drive now. So, you know. Shout out to S. Love and Lady Results. You guys did the thing on that. I truly, 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 truly love it. And I want to give a shout out to last week's guest, the Southern stunner, R&B crooner, Rinaldo Price, who called up to share his talent and story with us. He was an all-around cool guy. His vocals, oh, man, he has the skills to make it all the way to the top. If you missed
his
interview, go back and check out our archives and hear him sing a cappella on the show. He sung Luther. I'm telling y'all, his voice is the truth. You know, when I was listening to his songs, right, his songs are already good. I love his song. I love his music.
Right.
But when I heard him sing a cappella, I'm like, wow, the songs don't even do you justice. You know what I mean? Like, he really, 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 really has a great voice. I truly love his voice. So,
natural.
Rinaldo, if you're listening, I still want my birthday song, you know.
Oh, Miss PD gonna ride you to the grave on that one, buddy. You done
messed
up.
That's the only person I'm looking to. I'm not ashamed to beg. Sing an a cappella. Serenade me like you did Candy. You know, she won't be mad. I'm just saying. I'm just putting that out here. Anyway, tonight at the 9 o'clock hour, we welcome talented hip-hop artist Ms. The Money Kid, New York born but North Carolina raised. So you guys make sure you stay tuned in and hear about his journey and the game. And you already know, in the meantime and in between time, we bring you the best in throwback music. And tonight, we have another exclusive track coming up next from a brand new album by Miss Cleo. Do you guys remember Miss Cleo? You know, the psychic from TV? Oh, yeah. She has an album coming out, or is out. I can't remember. Please don't kill me, Miss Cleo. But, you know, it's a very, very good album. It's a spoken word track. It's called What If? And I love it. I straight up love it. And tonight we're going to debut it for your listening pleasure, and I know you guys are going to love it too. But I want you guys to call us up, because tonight we want to talk about hypocrites for the first hour of the show.
And lies.
That's what a hypocrite is. You lie.
Exactly.
So So we all know people like that. It might be ourselves. You know, we can be hypocrites ourselves. You know, I've been, you know, from time to time. I can't even lie. Hey, if we're going to keep it real, let's keep it real. You know, we all have had our moments and still have moments. So if you guys know a hypocrite and you want to, like, shout them out on air, put them on blast, call us up at 646-478-3599. Or if you witnessed a violation or somebody just pissed you off, call us up.
Call us
up.
To us. That's right.
Get on the air. Vin, you don't have to say names if you don't want to, but just tell the story. I need a good laugh. So I need somebody to call up and make me laugh, please. Pretty,
right.
Please. I'm batting my eyes over the airways. Pretty, please. No, call us up, PD Radio, 646-478-3599. But you know, Black, while we're waiting for that, we're going to get into, you already know what it is.
Uh-oh.
Celebrity birthday time.
Go ahead and break it down for me.
I'm going to break it down right now for you. Kicking off the celebrity birthdays this week is the beautiful, lovely, and talented Erykah Badu, who's 42 years old this week. We have the lovely Chili from TLC, is 41. R&B singer Bobby V, 32. Tasha Smith of Why Did I Get Married, she is 41. Rapper Ja Rule, 36. Justin Bieber, cute little Justin Bieber, 18 years old. Former NBA player Chris Webber, 39. NFL player Reggie Bush, 27. Actress Jessica Biel, who just married Justin Timberlake, congrats to them, she is 30. David Faustino, who played Bud Bundy, was married with children, 38. You remember Bud Bundy?
Oh, that's my man right there. Can't get
Bud was a trick. That whole show was crazy. They all brought it. They all held their own on that show. But happy birthday to you guys, and we wish you the best from PD Radio. This is for you. And since we don't have Rinaldo Price, our guest from last week, here to serenade you guys, we're going to bring Beyonce back. She agreed to do it, so here you go.
Ah, yes, she did.
From Beyonce.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
That was from Beyonce. You guys, give it up for Beyonce for calling up and singing happy birthday to her fellow celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see the connects we have here on PD Radio? Y'all see what we could do for you? Call us up, 646-478-3599. And like I said, for the first hour of the show, we're going to talk about hypocrites and violations. I have one quick one I want to say. If you guys watch Housewives of Atlanta, I'm sure most of you do, that show in itself is crazy. But the hypocrite on that show right now for me is Cynthia, the model. She was just kicking in backs left and right on the last show. She was with Phaedra, saying one thing about Kenya, and then she gets on the golf course with Kenya and start kicking in Phaedra's back. You know what I mean? I'm looking at her like, I would never trust you with anything in my whole entire life. Never, ever, ever. You're a hypocrite. You're a liar. You're a backstabber. You're all of that mixed in one. And I'm watching her. I'm like, is she for real? Like, does she realize they're going to play this back? You know what I mean? So... And as we speak on it, we have Mr. LeVan Collins texting me just now. Said, that's right. Cynthia is messy. Shout out to LeVan. Shout out to you, LeVan, for listening. You should have called up and said that on the air. I'm going to beat you. I'm just saying. But, yeah, we just got a text from LeVan saying she's messy. She is messy. And it's like she can't hold her own. She's just, I don't know. It's something about, I like her. Don't get me wrong. I do like her. But I feel like she has no backbone in a way. And I think when she tries to come off hard, it just don't work.
Yeah,
hey, where
are
you, Cynthia? No, Cynthia. No, yeah. No, Cindy.
Boo. 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 That's a PD boo on that one, baby.
That was for Cynthia. That wasn't for me, right?
No,
right?
That was for Cynthia. That was definitely
for her. Oh, okay. I had to make sure, because you know.
She murdered.
You know what?
Cold
what you
name.
Got over there, Black? I know you got a violation real quick. Come on now. You got a sports violation.
I got a sports violation. I do got a sports violation. That's why I was cracking
what
up.
What you got?
So my violation for all the sports heads out there is for Russell Westbrook of, you know, of the Oklahoma Thunder. Like, this dude, this is a violation. You cannot be in an interview and then have the reporters ask you a question. And since you didn't want to answer the question, you're going to turn around and say, y'all niggas tripping. On camera. You cannot do that, partner.
Really?
Yeah. You know,
oh,
I'm
wow.
pulling footage for next week. This is going to be too funny.
Oh,
so
wow.
Russell Westbrook, man, come on, man. You gotta keep it together, bro. You can't come out like that. So
boo.
You get the boo, man.
That's,
you can't. Can't do that. Can't do that, brother.
That's the official PD boo.
Oh yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm.
But,
we got
yeah,
that. We gotta make an official PD boo.
We gonna do that. We gonna do that.
Yeah, we're going to get in the studio and make that happen. Black.
Call us up, man, 646-478-3599. I know you guys got something out there that's going on that's crazy. So
I know. Why y'all be scared, though? Y'all be scared to call in. Y'all need to stop it.
Yeah.
Y'all be talking all that junk online. I want to hear some voices.
It's all good. But we're going
to see asses wiggling.
We got to hit that hypocrisy. What's going on with that?
All right, well, right now, I want to go into, yeah, and what I want to do, Black, is I want to go into that exclusive track that I told you about from Miss Cleo. Now, this song is called What If? It's a spoken word piece. It's bananas. I love it. I love it, and I can't wait to hear the rest of it.
Did
but
she get
guys,
the exclusive?
It's the exclusive right here on PD Radio. Because I got connects like
all
that.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a media exclusive.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a media exclusive.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a media exclusive.
At the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if There is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday. Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve.
And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home.
What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without fear? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made of? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beam me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly. And then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the seventh rock from the sun. What if?
Everything you do to me, you know I like it. that voicemail like that, man. Yeah.
You can have what you want, but you limit yourself to the thoughts of other women without men themselves. How she gonna tell you how to do you, but can't do she? Always talking about us, but she ain't got no we. You read headlines, watch shows like Basketball Wives, reading magazines like they the New York Times. Study trending topics, trying to be like them. They your role models, but them bitches ain't got no men. Why you got yours and treat them like he's absentee? Yeah. Never listen, only concerned with the opinion of me. Desire to be reality TV baloney. Your heart's so invested, but it's all so phony. Who told us how to be with each other and make it work? Whoever said a little bit of love didn't hurt? So you open up a heart to keep our minds so closed. I know there's peer pressure, but damn sure you grown.
I do the things you like, and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so angry, so
you come at me in your Facebook.
It's like you rise and then we fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me in your Facebook.
It could all be perfect if I heard you when you heard me. Instead of pushing my opinion on what you should be, it's like when I speak, you don't respond to the scene. Instead, you react to what you think I mean. And most times you're wrong, so here's a suggestion. Stop thinking that I'm always asking loaded questions. You mad cause I don't know what you don't say? Well, I'm sorry, but mind reader isn't on my resume. Your friends say that you shouldn't put up with me. She ain't tell you that she used to want to cut with me. They give me you advice, you got about your man. You ever stop and think that they don't know your man? I'm honest to a fault, I ain't even gotta try. But your response to that is, well, you know dudes lie. We open up our hearts to keep our minds so close. I know you've been hurt, but damn sure you're grown.
I do the things you like, and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so angry, so
you come at me in your Facebook status.
It's like you rise, and then you fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me in your Facebook status.
Open your Facebook, with family and friends will come forward. Sophisticated women bleed bitterness and post. Post for the camera now, click, click. She caught it from an angle, that ain't thick, thick. Try to put just the touch, it's been a while, but we text so much, our voices out of sound. Up. When we communicate, the words get lost. And when lovers express themselves, it's brushed off. Get back to us instead of just doing me. Improperly exchange relationship currency. What you got, you might be the same to me. Or we just might express our emotions differently. This can be whatever you want to. What you expect from your mate should only come from you. Open your heart, never let your mind close. A relationship is ill, but damn sure you grown.
I do the things you like, and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so angry, so
you come at me in your Facebook status.
It's like you rise, and then we fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me in your Facebook status.
Hello, my PD listeners. This is Miss PD, your host of PD Radio, and I want to thank you all tremendously for tuning in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 and keeping us on lock. We do this for you, and you help us shine. PDRadio.site40.net.
Radio.
I'm over here doing a little Groove Theory two-step.
That song is classic when it came out.
Oh, yeah. She was too smooth with it. I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. We're back, you guys. PD Radio. We just played for you guys an exclusive track by Miss Cleo called What Is. If you guys enjoyed that track, I want you to call us up and tell us why you love it at 646-478-3599. And we followed that track up with Guy I Like, our past PD Radio guest, Omega, his song called Facebook Status. And we ended that segment with Groove Theory, Tell Me. PD Radio, we only bring you the best here, honey. You know, that's all we know how to do. I mean, look, gotta let them know. Honey.
Hey, I tell you what, you know, Miss Cleo, she threw me off for a second in the beginning. You know, she was talking about how she liked to get it in. I was like, what? Okay. set the
you
stage.
You gotta love that, though. She
set
the stage. You gotta love it. Yes, she did. A little
set
something, something. I can hang out with Miss Cleo. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But the track is hot. I'm not even lying. I'm not trying to big her up. It's just hot. I love it.
Right.
I love
it. Nice stuff in there, really, you know, get your mind going, so.
It makes you think, right? Especially if you got the little something-something going on like she had and you're thinking about, and you're
right.
thinking about what she was talking about, you know. She you know, hit on some good points on that. I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. Shout out to Miss Cleo. Hey, Miss Cleo. A shout out to LeVan Collins, LDC Management. He's constantly bringing me the best, and I just love him dearly. That's my heart. Me love you, LeVan. I know you listening. You need to call me up.
You stupid.
People be undercover with it. Y'all need to stop being undercover. I be getting messages and texts, but I'm like, where y'all at, though? Stop being scared.
Yeah,
I got a quick violation, though. I really wasn't going to say it, and it actually happened today because I'm weird like that. I was trying to block it out. So my quick violation that I have, Black, is a patient came in today, and they hadn't seen me in a while. An older white man. You
okay.
know, I think he's in his 60s. Real nice guy. I love him to death. Don't get me wrong. But he came in, and a light was out in my office. So he was like, oh, honey, your light is out. Let me change it for you. I'm like, okay. Thank you, Millie. And he came in and he changed it. And his wife is sitting out there in the waiting room. So I'm just like, thank you so much, Millie. You are so sweet. You didn't have to do that. Oh, honey, I wanted to do I love you. I love you. I love you so much, Tommy. I love you. I'm like, well, thank you. So when he was leaving out, he went to give me a hug. So he gave me this great big bear hug, right? And then he went to kiss me on my cheek. But why was the kiss, like, close to my mouth?
Ooh.
Yeah, I was trying to block it out because stuff like that wears me out. You know what I mean? Like, ugh. Like, no.
Yeah, that's a violation.
Yeah. I don't think he meant to do it, though. But he went to kiss me on my chin. And it was, like right there near my mouth, like right in the near the corner of my mouth. I'm like.
His wife confronts you? Wife confronts you?
Shut up, Black.
Did she? She probably came over to the window.
Don't nobody know nothing?
She came over there. She came over there gangster. She, you know, you went to the bathroom.
I did. Because my bathroom was right in my office, so he left out. So I went in there, and I just started washing my face. It weirded me out. And I don't like I said, I don't believe he did it on purpose. I don't think he was trying to get, but it was just awkward. It just, So that's my violation.
No.
Don't go and kiss somebody on their cheek and be like close to their mouth. That's just nasty. You don't know what people got.
That's a setup right there. That's a setup move right
don't
there.
Don't do. Well, it looks like we have a caller on the line that want to chime in and say something. Maybe they have a violation or, you know, they know a hypocrite that they want to call out. So let's bring them in right now, Black.
This is PD Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, yo, yo. It's LeVan.
What's going on?
Honey, honey.
Hey.
put you,
you heard
on
me calling you out, right? You heard me calling
yeah.
you out on the air.
I figure yeah. Ben, I'm being called out. I might as well call in.
Yeah, that's right. Come on
you
now. I did. You caved to the pressure, man. You caved to the pressure, but I love it. I secretly love that.
Hey, look, I felt like she was giving me the violation by calling me out like that. I was like, wait a minute.
Hold on. I knew you was out there listening. I'm like, scared to call in. But
you know me, I'm a behind-the-scenes type of guy.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You deserve all the credit for all you do. I just want to give you big ups, LaVann, because you are awesome. You work hard for your clients. You're just doing a damn thing. So much respect to you, LaVann. I love you dearly. You already know I have told you this. You are my love.
Aw. I brought love right back to you. Trust me, it goes. It's as much as receive, as much as give. So I appreciate you guys, everything that you do every single Tuesday, coming in here 8:00 p.m. holding it down, knocking all of the wannabes on Blog Talk, knocking them out of the ballpark. You know,
I love it. Say it again, LaVann.
Knocking all of wannabes out of the Blog Talk, knocking them out of the ballpark. But
y'all heard it. You heard it.
No, I just want to thank you guys again for spinning that track on behalf of Cleto. She's excited. She's thrilled. A lot
the
of projects she
hot.
Has that's coming out. So I salute to you guys. Appreciate that.
Salute to you and salute to her. I mean, the track is hot. Seriously, I'm so serious right now. I love it. When you first sent it to me, I'm like, whoa. You know, because you don't know what to expect with any artist. You really don't know. So, you know, you put it in with that expectation, like, okay, what they got. And I put it in, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I love it. And she kept it so real in here. I love it. Shout out to you, Miss Cleo.
PD Black, check it out. You haven't heard nothing. I'm telling you, when she takes you through, it feels like a journey of her experience.
Right.
She shakes the emotions out. You get the laughter. You get the teardrop, the tear jerker, the heart jerk. It's one of those to where she gets that mind going. And when you talk about just deep, when you talk about she gives you 1,010%, she goes in. She really does. And she talk about real issues that's out there as well. So that was one of the things. This is a close project to her, so we just finished the arrangement of all the actual tracks on there. So I can assure you, that was what you are receiving now is just the tip of the iceberg.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
We are so ready to hear more. So I want to thank you again, LaVann, for putting us on to that. We played the exclusive right here on PD Radio.
You guys were sent the exclusive, absolutely. Actually, you were sent it early prior to anyone else. We'll send it over to you guys. She doesn't do that many count on one hand. I don't know if I'm letting the cat out the bag, but she would love to come on with you guys soon. Promoting the actual CD, it releases in March, March 30th to be exact. And it'll be available on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon.
The whole gamut. I love it.
Shout out to Miss Cleo. We're ready to have her on. We're ready to hear the rest of her album. So, I want to just thank you again, LaVann. Thank you so much. And thank Miss Cleo for me, please, for allowing us to play her track tonight on the show and for the exclusive. So just thank you guys so very much. And we look forward to having her on. It's going to be crazy.
Absolutely. And being that I don't call in that often, I'm going to just go ahead and say it now. Shout out to the entire LDC management family that's out there. That's Miss Cleo. That's Creole Love. That's Tina. That is Daniel J on the J spot. Jada Blaze. We got Jay Washington. We got more that's coming. DJ
Cal.
Everybody. Holder. It's, yeah.
Wow, that's right. Shout them out, LeVan, because you're doing big things, and I love you. I just love you. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm like gushing over LeVan, but he's the truth, and he really works hard, and I see everything he's doing, and he's major, especially with his clients. He gets it done. If you guys want good management, somebody who's going to promote you 20,000%, you need to hit up LDC Management, LeVan Collins. I'm telling you. This man
he never sleeps
because
I just heard him yawning. That's right.
Hey, LeVan,
don't
be yawning on the show.
Yeah.
No.
Y'all got me over here. Look, y'all got me over here blushing, turning purple because you
know
I'm black, so I can't turn red.
You know
so.
What?
I know you're working hard over there.
I'm going to come down there, right?
I'm on the road in just a few, so I'm still grinding. Got a lot to do.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, LeVan. No, we ain't going to keep you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Appreciate it.
Partner.
All right. We
that's
have another
man
call.
Right there.
Caller, you
want to
bring
on.
Them in real quick and see what's going on?
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what up? This is A2A DJ Jazzy Jizzle over here. Fuck
hello,
you,
hello.
Niggers. Y'all are niggers.
Oh, man. I know this man right here.
Why?
Don't you just love it?
I love it. That means we're on the right track, though.
Yeah, you
gotta
know.
Gotta love
people, it. People try to come in. You know, try and do their thing.
And we still not screening calls, so if you're calling up and you want to say something negative, you're going to be on the air. We're just going to laugh at you. You ignorant bastards.
You stupid.
I love it because when it happens, like, it's just showing me that we're doing the right thing. So when the haters come, you already know what it is. But you can't throw us off our game. PD Radio is on it. So you got the wrong show to fuck with. I said it. Who else want to call up? PD
you
Radio.
Wow. They're trying to get Miss PD.
They don't want the rule to come out. They really don't want it.
It's about to come out.
Love to you all. Whoever tried to set that up, you fail.
Exactly. So let's spin this track real quick.
Let's spin it. Let's get ready for our guest coming up. PD Radio.
That's right.
We on top.
PD Radio.
Drop it to the flow.
my dream, girl. I'm telling you, I'm feeling you, girl. I'm feeling you.
I'm swinging, them boys don't want no gunplay. I'm flirting, you leaking, you dripping like a sundae. Your girlie be freaking, she fresh up off my runway. Smelling like Chanel number 9 and her Gucci. Yo, I can see her from behind that Gucci. Got them kissing while they're crying. Come to me, yo, we can smoke some doobie, let's get high. Hello, oh my, she low, she working, she twerking, she dropping real slow. She red boning, I'm all on it. Dope style, I wanna bone it. Light skin like Apollonia, dirty style, that's how I'm on it. Hey, sister, what you doing? Me, I'm getting money, ain't no joke up in them streets to win a damn thing funny. I'm grinding, 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 I'm grinding. Hey, sister, what you doing? Me, I'm getting money. Ain't no joke up in them streets, it ain't a damn thing funny. I'm grinding, 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 I'm grinding. 100 or 1,000, it don't matter what we eating. That's ounces up on ounces, my man got a boy and I need it. Them black boys to be creeping, but them white boys to be kicking. Them white girls and them black girls, they all up on me, they freaking. I'm swag out when they beating, they hot to drop and they cleaning. I stop a brick up and there's no leaking. She half white and half vegan. She takes it like the same leaking. Then come right back with a half a sack and an army back and a little decent. They say, Smizzle, what you doing? Me, I'm getting money. Ain't no joke up in them streets. So ain't a damn thing funny. I'm grinding, 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 I'm grinding. They say, Smizzle, what you doing? Me, I'm getting money. Ain't no joke up in them streets. So ain't a damn thing funny. I'm grinding, 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 I'm grinding.
Looking for unique, creative gifts for yourself or your loved ones? Well, Poetic Designs offers just that. Personalized pillows, centerpieces, gift favors, frame poetry, baked goods, and more. So check out the site at PoeticDesigns.net. At PoeticDesigns.net.
Everybody sees you took my heart from the start, and I never wanna leave, 'cause baby, I God, rescue me. When it sent you from above, I can't deny I might die if you take away your love. Cause baby, I'm still stuck in my groove. Baby, I can't stop the groove. It's inside of me. There's something about the way you move that keeps exciting me. I can't put my head on you.
Thank you. gonna grill with beef. Didn't I represent you when I caught him in the street? So let me get the keys to the Lex, and then we'll check, and then we'll hang up a guest around your neck, babe.
Brooklyn, the Brownsville section of Brooklyn. Shout out to Brownsville. But I was raised in North Carolina, so got that little thing going on.
Okay, okay. I hear you, I hear you. So I just want to let the people know that you are a hip-hop artist and you're a graduate from the Institute of Audio Research in New York for engineering, recording, and producing. You do your own marketing and promotions. You're creating your own ringtones, you're designing your own T-shirts, and creating your own mobile MP3 apps. I mean, wow. What don't you do? I just thought it was important to let everybody know all of your accomplishments, because wanting to be in the business is more than just delivering lyrics. There's a whole business side to creating your brand, and you are definitely doing that. Now, do you have a team that works with you to help you with everything that you're doing, or are you solo in this?
Yes, of course. I got a team. I try to do everything myself, but it gets to be a bit overwhelming. So I just try to align myself with people that got the right type of mindset. And actually, I like to sit in a room of thinkers. You know, I got my production team. I got my office team. And we all see a common goal. So it just makes it easy to just come up with out-of-the-box ideas to just increase our brand and be self-sufficient.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you.
Okay.
We played your song, I'm Grinding. How long has that song been out?
Actually, the song is brand new. It's like a brand new song.
Oh.
It's a little baby right now. It's learning to crawl.
So. Oh, wow. Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. So you just put that out, huh? Okay.
Recently we're working on a couple of things right now. Got some people interested, but you know, we're trying to keep it organic. We came from the ground up with it, you know, no major help, no type of major distribution, no machine behind it. I apply what I know from school and the people around me with their business knowledge, and you know, we're carving out our own lane, so to speak.
Love it. Now, not only are you a solo artist, but I read you're a part of two groups. Is that right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, actually, I started with my group, Ghetto Mentality. Shout out to my brothers, Villa Dawn, P. Bombay, Fully Loaded Mac. We're a group based out of Brownsville, Brooklyn, which is where I originally started from. And from there, I started getting into my own thing. I linked up with the producer, Bang Out, and he gave me a few joints, and I started working on some solo things. And me and my partner, Villa Dawn, which I'm in a group with, you know, we was going so hard, and I'm grinding, and he has his single, Smell the Roses, which we were pushing. It's like you're in the office all day, man. We might as well become a group ourselves since we spend time around each other. And it kind of just panned out to be that, the Office Boys. Shout out to Villa Dom, the other half of the Office Boys in WA.
All right. Love it. Now, tell us, how do you describe your sound with the music? And what is different about your music that will set you apart from anybody that's out right now?
Well, actually, me, I'm a studier of good music. I'm not one that's kind of stuck on genres or race when it comes to music. So first and foremost, I'm more attracted to the instruments and the sound and the way music makes you feel.
And I
try to bring that across to my listeners, whether it's hardcore, whether it's conscious, whether it's R&B related. I still like to study the elements of how music makes you feel. And nowadays, most artists aren't really catering their music towards emotions now. It's more or less catered towards a check. And I think that's where they're losing. You may get you a hit out of it, and you may make some money, but it's nothing that the people are going to remember 10 years from now. So, you know, I try to keep the emotional factor into my music.
See, I like that, because that is lost today, I think, in music. Very much so. People just want to get that quick fame and they want to get that quick money. But like you said, their music won't be remembered. You know what I mean? And like me, I'm a big listener to old school. I mean, that music is timeless. It's not going anywhere. You can listen to it today like it's brand new. And a lot of the music that's out today is not like that. You know, in 10 years, 5 years, 10 years, you're not going to be playing that music. Who's going to listen to that? It's not timeless. It's not classic. So, you know, big ups to you for thinking of that as you're creating your music.
Right.
Because most people don't. Most artists today, they don't. It's about the fame and the money, being known, and that's it. So, I mean, you're already on the right track.
That's good, too. You know, I don't mind getting paid for it and having a hit, but that's not
got to pay the bills.
But you still want it to be about something, though. You know, not, we all want to get the money. And if you want to keep it all the way real, we all want that. And everybody, I think, today wants a little bit of fame for whatever reason. You just want to be out there. But let it be for the right reason. You know, don't just put out anything just because you want to get the money from it. And it's like you're looked at as a joke because of it in the long run. So that's just how I feel about it. But, you know.
And it's mostly the labels that's going to laugh at you. Because when you get dropped from the label, they're still able to garnish royalties and feed their families and things like that 10 years later.
You're absolutely right.
School was very helpful in understanding that, too. You know, the other side of the music, the business side.
Now, with you going to school for what you're doing, do you have a bigger plan than just to be an artist with your education? Do you see a bigger picture for yourself? And if so, what would that be?
Actually, the school I went to was more or less geared towards sound engineering. You know, I had ear training courses. They taught me about microphone placement, dealing with live sound, sound engineering. They told us about movie scoring. So it was a bonus for me because I was already an artist, but now it taught me how to listen to music a lot different. And learning the business, you know, the executive side is the reason why I'm grinding and doing so well. Again, shout out to my brother Villa Dawn, one half of the Office Boys, because it was the business sense behind trying to figure out how to capitalize off of what the industry tries to tell us, that it's a declining market and no one's buying music. But what I think is there's no participation for music. Before, we used to wait for people to come out. We wanted to buy their music. They built up so much of a nostalgic energy that when their album was preparing to drop, we were waiting at the record stores or or lining up. Like now, they line up for the new iPhone or the new iPad. Like that's no longer in music. So, you know, at the end of the day, I want to take the formula I have and basically show any other independent artist, whether you're a violinist or whether you play the trumpet, the piano, that there is a certain formula that you can use that can actually make you a self-sufficient artist without a label. Then when the label comes in, there's an extra bonus, you know, where you're able to negotiate as a business more or less than as a product.
Okay. All right. Single.
That's good work right there. That's good work.
That's good work.
Oh, yeah, that's good work. He knows exactly what the path, you know, he needs to take. That's good work, definitely.
Single, I'm Grinding. Now, I know you said it just came out, but it's been out since last year, correct? And it's getting airplay?
Around the summertime last year was the first time we kind of released it. Actually, in July, we just kind of threw it out there. Really, I actually sent it to a DJ, asked him what he thought about it, and I didn't hear back from him. He put it on the radio, let the people decide, and then the next thing I know, it's like, yo, the people, you know, they're really digging it. You know, from that, you know, I started watching, seeing what the record was doing. We put the force behind it, and then at the beginning of this year, for the first quarter, we actually hit the National Airplay Top 200 charts. So, you know, that was just a testament to the grind and the love. And, you know, just like y'all allowed me to have a platform to talk about it, playing the music, I think after people hear the music, meets me, hear what I'm talking about, they realize that there's more of an interest into me, the person, that is a story behind me more than it just being a song to, you know, persuade you to spend your money on iTunes. You know, but I'm not one of those people. Even if your music is free, if I don't dig your movement or dig your sound or your energy, I'm not even going to download your free mixtape. I'm a purveyor of good music.
Wow. Wow, it's so funny you say that because I'm the same way. I am the same exact way. If I'm really not feeling your spirit, I just can't get into it. And I just can't support it, period. But that's just me.
Right.
You know?
I appreciate it. I appreciate the love, though. I appreciate being one of those chosen few.
But I'm going to tell you straight up. I see you on Twitter. You're constantly grinding. You're constantly putting yourself out there. I'm like, who is this guy? What is he about? And that's why I wanted you on the show, because I wanted to learn more about you, because you steady pushing it. You know, it's not like you're just trying to get it to come easy. You're doing your thing, and I see that. So big respect to you on that. But I wanted to know, because I'm always curious about what people like, who are some of your musical influences, whether past or present? Who do you look at in the music business that you want to strive to be like or go beyond?
You know what? That's a good question. And my motivation and aspiration behind the music and what I'm trying to achieve, I would say like people like Michael Jackson, what he has done to music and to the fans, the way he has become iconic, what was the inspiration. I like Prince. I like the mysterious aura surrounding around Prince and how he does his music as a living body, you know, more than just being a musician. I'm definitely a Sammy Davis Jr. fan. You know, I understood his angle to the business and entertainment. I dig them guys like a Hall & Oates. You know, it's going way back. I'm into all that type of music because those were the songs that, you know, built legends, and our parents played those songs in our home, you know, to this day, that's something you can play that gives you a nostalgic feeling. So any of that classic timeless music that your mother might would play when she's cleaning up or you're riding with your dad, he might turn on. Those are the things that I kind of kept with me as a child, you know, and I search for those now that I'm search for those records because it takes me to a moment in time. And, you know, I try to figure out what is it about that song that made it so special and see if I can apply that to my song-making ability so that at least I can have, if I have one song that 10 years from now people can remember me from, then I feel like I've done my job as an instrument, you know, making myself a part of the music legacy.
Right.
I love that. Wow. you are on it. I love it a lot. Are you performing right now, or are you getting requests to, you know, perform your music?
Actually, I just did a show in Albany, and then I headed to the city. I'm trying to move forward with what we got. I know that it's, mm-hmm. It's moving and we're independent, but I also understand corporate America. So I want to mm-hmm. take advantage of them before they try to take advantage of me. So right now I'm trying to set up.
I hear that.
I'm actually sitting around with my producer right now, bang out. Shout to him. Shout to engineer Tim Cerosi. You know, we in the house right now. We just sitting around building, jamming with ideas. I like to surround myself around thinkers, you know. I don't like to be the chief. I don't like a lot of Indians either. I like to sit around with others. Mm.
I like how you think.
You know,
I like it.
Right.
Yeah, I want a king's perspective so that I understand, you know, how he runs his nation. So maybe I can apply that to my nation and we can connect nations and, you know, just be a powerful productive energy, so to speak. You know, I know it's negative things out there, but I learned to take negative and use it to my advantage rather than become a victim of it.
Awesome. I love how you think. What is the next single coming out for you? What are you working on right now?
You know what? Actually, I had some ideas for a new single. I got one called Iced Out Crowns, which is if you heard Grinding is more of a down south southern energy to it. Iced Out Crowns has a more New York, Brooklyn vibe. But I actually just did a song the other day with my producer called Watch What I Do. And I think that has jumped past the new songs only because the song is geared towards, like, look, we're having these meetings with these companies. This is all I got to do. Let me get with Bang Out. My producer Bang Out got credits. He did songs for 50 Disco Inferno. He did songs for Aguilera, Avant. He did a lot of big name artists.
Right.
Now he's dealing with me, which is an unsigned artist, but he believes in me so much that he's willing, you know, to go to bat for me. So now it's like, look, I got Bang Out. I got Tim Cerosi, who has an ill credit of just mixing and mastering mad, a big artist. So now just watch what I do, you know, and that's kind of the sky. So I'm like, you know what, that song is perfect timing for the energy of I'm grinding. I'm grinding to show you that I was. And now this new song is basically going to prove the point. I'm not a one-hit wonder. That's the thing I want people to understand. I'm grinding. I have a million from grinding. That's easy.
Right.
You know, best thing is when you see me live, you understand why the song is such a hit. Because the energy, I don't need music. You know, I don't need a band. All I need is a microphone. And one person, and I guarantee, I'm good.
That's what's up.
There it is. And people don't understand the importance of that. You can't get up on the stage and just stand there in a spot and perform your song. You can't do that. You have to give the people energy. I mean, whether you're performing on stage or doing an interview, whatever, you have to bring the energy. That's what's going to draw the people in more so than your music. If you can grab them that way, you got them because they're feeling your spirit and your energy. So you already on. You already know what to do.
You know school, again, if I may, I must stress school. Now, no one told me to go to school. What it is I have so many. I'm one of those guys that if you do music, I'm coming to work with you. You got a studio, I'll record with you. And I have so many recordings that I won't play for anybody because of the bad sound quality. A lot of people own Pro Tools, but they didn't know how to use it. So I said,
right,
where can I go to learn how to use Pro Tools so maybe I can record myself? So I found a school. I got in. And once I got in, what I realized, though, the school was not geared towards hip-hop. You know what I mean? So a lot of people end up quitting because it wasn't about learning how to play the MPC or hooking up the ASR 10. No, this was about live instrumentation, dealing with bands, how to mic cars, pianos, you know, sound quality. It was about the science behind making the music. That's when I knew. I was like, if I can apply that to what I know with the hip-hop culture and then making a sound, then if I can't make it, at least I know how to find the right type of people that can bring that type of that type of clarity to the project. And that's why I linked up with Bengal. That's why I linked up with Cicero. That's why I got my team with Villadon, my other brother. Shout out to him again. Because, again, without my brother, this would not be possible. Mm-hmm. It was the group effort. I pushed his record just like he pushed my record. We pushed our records together. And this is mm-hmm. something we – let's see if we can do this on our own. We know it can be done, but I've never seen an independent artist actually tell the people, look, this is how I did. This can't be done. I've seen them get the machine behind them, but they never say, look, it can't be done from the ground up. So, you know, this is
gotcha.
– as I move on with my progression, I'm going to keep the fans and the listeners involved because I want you to take heed to what I'm doing. So that you're able to step out of your comfort zone or take some chances you might not would have, even if it's going mm-hmm. to school. If you play an instrument and you have been blessed with the gift to learn how to play the instrument, go to school and learn the technical science. That is just.
Man. Let them know, Smiz. Let them know. Like, they need to know this. They need to know this, and you're schooling them right now.
I'm trying to. Nobody ever schooled me, you know. Nobody ever schooled me. And I'm still a young boy, so I feel like I'm aging in wisdom only because, you know, I have the power to listen. That's a powerful tool, to be able to listen.
Yes, it is.
And to take criticism, but not to consider it a negative, but to just invite criticism and learn how to mm-hmm. use that is a very powerful tool. So I'm proud. I shout to my mom. You know, my mom instilled a lot of self-discipline, self-awareness. You know, she taught me to think. School didn't do that. She told me,
I know that's right.
Right.
Say you go do wrong, you're going to get in trouble. And when you get in trouble, come home, you're going to be in more trouble. So you better make smart decisions. So, you know, I said, if I'm going to do wrong, I better be good at it or just do right. Either way, I got a choice, and I know that the consequences of my actions, though. So if I did mm-hmm. do wrong, we all do. When I did get in trouble, I was able to deal with it because I knew what the end result was, but at least I thought about it, and that's the key that I want to leave with the listeners. Think, learn to think yourself. You know, don't let people dictate how you think.
There it is. And shout to Mom.
Yeah.
Keeping you gotta love it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what mamas do. That's right. That's what a good mama does anyway. Let me say it like that.
Right.
Now, being that you're, you know, from the North and the South, which sound do you kind of, you know, gear your music towards? Or do you combine, like, both? Are you a fan of one over the other or not really?
You know what? I'm about to tell you one of my Money Kid secrets. I consider myself an instrument. And when I say that is that when I listen to the music, right? When I listen to the music, I'm a songwriter, first of all. I'm not a rapper. Never been a rapper.
Okay. Gotcha.
I am a songwriter because I write R&B songs. I write pop songs. I write country songs. And what I do is I listen to the music, and I try to become the instrument that's missing from the music and blend in. So with me, it's not about a genre. It's about good music. If I hear it, gospel, you Arabic, it doesn't even matter because good music is good music. It touches the senses. You know when you hear a song that makes you feel a certain way.
Right.
Right.
But mm-hmm. I understand demographics. You know, being raised down south and born in Brooklyn, I got that Brooklyn style when I come to New York. So that's actually where I'm at now. And I listen to the radio, I hear what they're playing. Then when I'm down south, you know, I hear what they're playing. So I'm able to, I don't want to say cater, but I'm one of them ones who's like, you know what? I'm not going to force down south to like New York hip hop. How about I just make something for just them and see if it leaks up? How about I just make something for just New York? How about I make something for just the West? You know, make something that embodies what it is that they like, and hopefully it'll cross over. But if it doesn't, then, you know, it's like I'm gaining different fans for different songs, and I'm trying to do what has never. I'm trying to make history. You know, I don't want to put one song across the whole world. I mean, I'm grinding is doing it. It's opening it up for me. But I got way more the music. I'm way more evolved than what I'm grinding is. I'm grinding with an experiment. You know, the experiment is fun. It was something I recorded myself. I sent it to my producer, like, look what I did. You know, and he sent it. I was like, look what I did. I'm like, wow, okay, okay. I said, let's throw it on the radio then, see what happens. And the fans like, I believe it.
Okay.
So, you know, I got it. I'm on it.
I see. You are definitely on it. I'm truly loving you right now. I'm going to pass it over to my co-host, Black. I know he itching to get in there and say something to you because I like
hey,
to dominate. So.
Man, I'm telling you, it has been a pleasure, and I have one question for you.
Okay.
Just taking where you are right now, and like I said, because I respect how you approach the game, you know what I mean, just how you see the whole music thing. In about 10 years, I don't know why, man, but I got this vision of Professor I'm just saying, you might be a professor at a college, man, just breaking down hip-hop, the game, just how to do things. Could you see yourself in a role at, you know, teaching individuals about this, you know, this matrix of music?
You know what? You actually must have psychic because that is something that I talk about. You know, I mean, just being from the hood and seeing people, you know, that has the desire to do it but just don't have the right keys, that's something I always thought about. I wanted
right.
to go in and teach it, but I wanted to teach it from a recognizable perspective, meaning that, I mean, I got my hoodie on, I might have my shades on, you know, my fashion is right, I might got my Air Ones on, whatever it is, I'm going
exactly.
to... You know, I want the youth to look at me and feel like young kids, 5, 6, 7, I want them to say, oh, you know, he looks like me. At the same time, I'm going to feed them some knowledge, whereas they can understand. I think I'd be able to break it down in a more understandable term to make them gravitate more to wanting to learn versus feeling like they're being forced to learn. So, of course, that is something I would love to do. I would
right.
love to just try to take what I know, and then in doing that, with the connections I have, I can bring them in, those professionals that have already made history and won Grammys and these accolades that people love so much, to bring them in and show them, look, we're real people. This is nothing
exactly.
magic. It's done with a little bit of hard work, determination, and faith, too. You got to have some faith. I mean,
right.
I'm no religion, you know, but I understand that the powers of life. You know, I understand there were things here before us. There'll be things here after us, so it has to be a bigger energy source that's providing us with these gifts. So in that, you have to have faith. You have to believe in something.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. At least yourself.
Wow,
at least
man.
Believe yourself.
I can see it. I like I said, I can see it, man.
Me too. He definitely has the intellect, you know, to serve
yeah.
that role well.
And,
just listening
the,
to you speak, you
yeah.
definitely, wow.
Because one of the things, is, like, for me,
I said, we need to
make
that happen.
Yeah, we definitely do. We definitely need to make that happen for you. I can see you in that role so well.
Oh, yeah.
You have a lot to offer. And like I was saying, you know, it's when here on PD Radio, it's like when we want to have an artist on, you never know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? So I like to know the person and just having the guests on and you being one of them coming in and I'm hearing about the person, not just the music, you know, but hearing
right.
about the person, your background, your whole entire story, it draws me into you even more versus you
okay.
just sending me a song and being like, check this out, you know. So I'm enjoying getting to learn more about Smiz the Money Kid, and I see you have so much more to offer because you never know what an artist is going to bring to you. And when you sit and you talk with them and you get to see and hear their story, I'm blown away right now. You're really on your game. You are truly, truly on your game, and big respect to you on that.
Thank you, thank you. Actually, those are one of the things that, you know, people sit back and they say, well, you know, years from now when I'm as successful as I want to be. And they say, you know, did you ever think that you would make it, be here? You know, not to be arrogant. I'm going to say, yeah, this was a plan. This wasn't
right.
Something that I know that just the rapper, just the singer, they are not interesting. It's about where you come from, where the songs come from, the pain. And I always pride myself on being an artist that I don't have to talk about the music. Let that be the bonus. After you love me, hear the music, like, you know what? I understand the music a lot better now because I understand him as a person. I understand
right,
the person.
Exactly.
Making... So I pride myself off of being able to talk about other things dealing with life. I'm more of a human preserver. You know, I'm more about teaching you how to think This world is wicked. You know, it's wicked out here. Mm-hmm. Nobody's trying to help you. Nobody want to give you a helping hand. You know, again, shouts out to my people that actually say, you know what? We want to see you win. What can we do to help? That's what I love. Mm-hmm. I love the people trying to tell me this is what you need to do. They said, look, bro, we see what you're trying to do. What can we do to help? How can we help you get to where you want to be? And I said, well, right. You know what? I got to, you know what? This is what I need, my brothers. Whatever you can do, help me out. Whatever mm-hmm. you can't, I'll help mm-hmm. you out. What you need me to do? You know, I play my position.
Right.
I ain't too big to be small. You know, I understand.
Hell,
that,
there it is. Yes, definitely.
You've been giving me the platform. You know, I appreciate you giving me the platform to speak with the people because you don't often hear this type of conversation from the artists, you know, the ones that sing about all of the cars and the jewelry, which is good, you know. I love it. Everybody loves material things, but
right,
you know, that's the love
right.
material thing is what destroys you. That's what destroys your family, your friendships, mm-hmm. your business. You lose your wives, your homes, all behind materialism.
Right.
You know, that's a disease.
Right, because
really.
It's okay to... Yeah, because it's okay to, you know, to want those things, but if that's the end result of your whole existence, that's where, you know, your world can come crashing down on you. You know, you have to have want more than that. That just, it just can't be about the money and things.
Right.
And people lose
right.
sight of that, I believe. So,
thank
you know, we don't want to keep you too long, Smith, but I do want to ask you, what can we expect from in the very near future from you? What is your next plan right now?
My next thing right now, we're in the process of shooting a video for I'm Grinding. I have many people that approach me about shooting the video, but just the way the song has organically became a hit, I want the video to represent.
Well, let the label shoot.
That's what we want to do? Okay. Well, hey, I just said it. We want the label to shoot. We want the label. That's what's next. We're
gonna
you
get got this team
rolls.
Back there shouting it out.
Right. Yeah. I'll keep those type of people around. You know,
that's right.
Can think for the big picture. And we're working on an album. I'm getting money on the Monday. That's the name of the album because we're not working Friday to get paid. We're trying to get paid on Monday.
I know that's right.
Paid.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're not working Friday to get paid. The album getting money on the Monday. It's all going to be produced by my brother, Bang Out. Y'all check him out, Bang Out. He's definitely a big dog in the game.
Okay,
and,
okay.
He actually just did that new Rick Ross joint, The Ballin'. That's produced by him, if y'all heard it, Rick Ross.
Okay, most definitely.
Oh.
Most definitely,
you
yeah.
know, and my man who makes it, Tim Cervosi, he's here with me, too. We right here working right now, you know, and they didn't throw those credits in my face saying, look what I've done. You know, they was like, hey, man, we like the record, man. What can we do to help?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what can I do to help y'all, you know?
Right.
So I guess Bang Out just told me that's what we're looking forward to, doing the video, getting the situation,
mm-hmm.
getting able to shoot this video, and then basically I'm going to tell the story. I'm going to tell the story for every independent business person, you know. This, there
mm-hmm.
is a formula. You know, you have to be dedicated. You have to be consistent. I think consistency is the major key to being to reaching your goal. You have to stay consistent,
mm-hmm.
whatever your grind is. And that's the thing
right.
about I'm grinding. I'm grinding really had nothing to do with nothing but staying consistent, never giving up, just staying on it, grinding till you get where you need to be. Then you can sit back and feel some type of self-satisfaction, so to speak. Like I can see fruits of my labor. I see my hard work showing, putting forth effort to actually being able to, you know, I want to feed kids. I don't have no kids per se, but, you know, my brother's got kids. I want to be able to leave this to them, you know, to run these businesses. I understand
right.
the business. You know, copyrights only last natural life for 70 years. So if I pass away, I want to be able to let my kids or my nephews and nieces know, look, I'm not going to be here forever. But when I die, make sure you do this. 70 years is up so that you can keep this going and the family ain't got to go through the shit we went through 70 years ago. You know, create that legacy because nobody's going to tell you that. The ladies don't want you to know these things.
Nah,
you know,
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I know. School. Shout out to school. School helped me out.
All right. Now, we're going to let you go, Smith, but before we do, do you have any words of advice or experience that you'd like to share with the audience? Because, you know, somebody may be out there listening and want to do what you do, but they aren't quite sure how to go about it. You have any quick advice for any of those young listeners?
What I say to them is, you know, keep the faith, not only in God, but keep the faith in yourself. Don't let people tell you you can't or it won't happen. You can listen to them, but use that as your fuel to your fire. Stay focused and come up with a plan. Don't worry about how far-fetched or how out of the box or abnormal they sound. Come up with a plan, and this is a little jewel I'm going to leave for y'all. Come up with a plan. See yourself in the future, and then work your way back to the present, like mentally. See yourself in the future and try to build the steps to get back to yourself presently, and I think that's how you'll find your pathway to where you want to go in life. That's kind of how I did. You know, I saw myself wanting to be in a certain space, and I looked at myself now and say, well, what are the steps to get there?
Right.
Okay, if I put myself there, let me see if I can work myself backwards to get to where I'm at now, and I can kind of see the steps I need to be taking towards the future. You know, it sounds kind of crazy, but it's been
working. Oh, it makes perfect sense, definitely.
Yes, it does.
You have to envision
it
first. You have to envision it.
Well, right now, all I got to say is, you know, this right here. We got to give it up to Smith the Money Kid. You are on it. You are truly, truly on it. And you are definitely somebody to watch. I see things are going to happen for you because you have your head on right. You know exactly what it is you want to do, and you won't compromise yourself for it. So big things are going to happen for you, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm keeping my eye on you, Smith, you know.
Okay,
don't forget,
and when
you know,
it happens,
you want to shout me out in one of your songs, you know, Miss PD, I ain't going to be mad at you. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, my
God. No pressure, no pressure, you know, but I'm just saying. I'm a mess, Miss. Don't pay me no mind. I'm always.
Sunday. Sunday. Sunday.
He's trying to get extra kudos.
I'm going to come to you. I'm going to give you that exclusive plug.
Well, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You guys, that was the interview with Smith, the Money Kid. We thank you so very much for taking the time, calling up PD Radio, and just sharing your whole story with us, everything that you have going on. Whenever you have that new music coming out, you better hit me up so I could play it on the show, because you have a home at PD Radio. We are truly fans of yours now, Smith. Definitely.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm humbled by that. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, and we appreciate you. So, again, thanks for calling in. We have a few more minutes left in the show, and we'll be talking to you soon, okay?
All right. Thank y'all.
All right.
Thank you.
Peace.
Oh,
all
man,
right, you guys.
That
was Smith, the Money Kid. And right now on the line, so we have a few more minutes, we have last week's guest on the line who wants to say a little something. So
uh-oh.
Let's bring him in right now. We have Rinaldo Price on the line. Rinaldo.
Hey,
how you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, we're good. It's so nice to have you call in.
Oh, you know, definitely, like I said last week, I was going to, you know, definitely call and show love because I appreciate the support. So, you know, I'm definitely one of y'all number one fans. I'm going to support you guys. You already know.
Oh, now, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. The love goes both ways. Can't be mad. Y'all can't hate on PD Radio. You just can't do it. You just can't. Well, Rinaldo, you know, I don't want to really put you on the spot, but I kind of do want to put you on the spot. If you can,
okay.
It'd be great. If not, but could you just serenade me just one more time? If you can, because your voice is just so
You got anything in mind? You want me to do Luther again, or Ribbon in the Sky, or... You know
Stevie is my favorite.
Huh?
You can do Stevie. You know, he's my favorite all-time artist.
I got
Stevie Wonder.
I got you. Here you go. Just for you. Here you go. Oh, so long for this night I pray that a star will guide you way to share with me on this special day that the reason in the sky for us. Hello?
Rinaldo, I love you. I swear I love you.
I love you too, Rinaldo.
Oh, man. You rock. I'm just going to say it. You rock. I mean, this is the second time you sung live for us on the air. Like, you have no inhibitions. Just go for it. I love it. You rock, Rinaldo. You better go, boy.
I appreciate it. That's how I get my fans. Like, I just keep it running. I'm in Atlanta right now where I moved and make a long story short. After the gas station, other night, I gave a lady my CD. She's like, you sing? Like, yeah. So I sung. And before you know it, like, everybody in the store just stopped. Like, man, you ain't signed yet? You ain't had no deal yet? I said, man, I'm working, but that's how I get my fans, though, you know?
I know that's right.
Exactly.
Oh, well, Rinaldo, we thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. And you know I'm over here blushing over the song right now. You know. I can't help it.
Keep this man in heavy rotation.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. We already played your song on the show tonight, Dream Girl. You know, that's a hot song. Oh, yeah. We feeling that.
I thought I was going to be a little late, but I'm glad I did. But I was able to catch you guys because, like I said, y'all showed me love. So I just, you know, I'm going to call every week and I'm going to turn other people on to you guys. Like,
oh, that's what's up.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much. We truly appreciate that very, very much. So thank you.
No problem.
And we're going to keep spinning you on the show because we just love your music like that.
I appreciate it. And I'll be sending you some new stuff coming up. I got some stuff about to hear Real Star Hip Hop about Real Star in about another month. So I got some stuff for you. I'll be sending
to you. All right. And make sure, you know, I just want to put this out there again. You know, make sure you do my exclusive Miss PD birthday song for April.
Right, I got
that'll just be lovely.
Man.
I'm a mess.
I'm going to see how exclusive it is. You never know. I might wind up being well. You have for your birthday and give it to your life, so you just never know.
You know what?
Y'all is crazy.
I won't be mad at you. Thank you, Rinaldo. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. You're the best. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, y'all have a good one and be blessed.
You too, Chief.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye bye.
Oh man, too
PD
crazy.
Radio.
Miss PD.
I just got serenaded. Stevie Wonder, Ribbon in the Sky. I don't hate.
I say. I'm not hating at all.
I know y'all out there rolling your eyes. I don't care.
I'm not hating. I mean, we just had a crazy
interview.
Like,
you know
interview.
You hating.
Nah. Mm-hmm. I'm still focused on the interview. You know what I mean? Like,
crazy. Smith,
the interview
money,
was crazy.
Shit. Yes.
Like,
did he not bring it?
I'm telling you, because I've been, you know, just checking out a lot of videos and stuff like that with on Knife Wonder and KRS-One and what they're doing as far as teaching classes at universities and stuff like that. And I'm starting to see, you know, that new next generation come up who's going to be teaching, you know, the youth. And, man, I mean, you know, keep that path, man. The boy is righteous. He's on the money, so.
He's definitely on it. Like I said, he's the one to watch. That's going to be a name you're going to hear.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the future. Only because, and I say that not just because he's a guest, but just listening to him talk and where his mind is.
Right.
You know, he's far beyond just putting out a record. He has so much to offer. So even if it's not as an artist, you know, per se, he's going to be in the game one way or another.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, he's definitely making his mark, so he's the one to watch. And you heard him here first on PD Radio, because that's how we do.
That's right.
But, you know.
That's right. Miss PD.
And I just want to say real quick again, Black, though.
Go ahead. What was that?
For the caller who called in and tried to show us hate, again, you failed. Y'all picked the wrong show to mess with. And y'all forget, we see who call and we already know what it is. And with that said, watch your back. Go ahead, Black.
You know, I can't.
I can
know,
be mean sometimes.
I'm about to put my vocals out there. You know, I can't bust it up like my man, Mr. Price, but I just want to sing you a little something real quick.
Maybe I can.
What you want to sing for me? Uh-oh.
Here we go. All right.
I'm scared.
One, two.
Nights like this.
Oh,
I wish raindrops would fall. Nights like this.
Nights like this. Freestyle playing.
Black,
you know I get down.
Stupid.
Yeah. I'm about to have Mr. Price give me some lessons. You know, I'm struggling right now.
So if he gives you lessons and you on point, will you serenade me on the show as well?
Of course.
I just want to put that out there because I'm not ashamed to ask. So, I mean, if I want something, I ask.
But I would never disrespect myself like that because I know I can't sing. So I'm not even going to try it.
Black, you should work on something. Now, see, here's the thing. You're a producer. You are, you know, you know what to do. You know how to set those vocals right. So what you can do is pre-record something, get your voice right, use that studio equipment, however you do that. Make the vocals right, and then we need to play it on the show. I mean,
man,
I'm just saying, you can do this.
Last time I tried to sing for somebody, they shut me down.
Tough break, nigga. It's always foolish.
You know what I mean?
I'm done.
Just blew
with
me
you.
Off the stage. I couldn't even get a, you know, couldn't get a cab
ride.
I'm
so done with
but,
you. We're down to the last 10 minutes of the show, and I know you got something. Huh?
Yeah, I wanted to just give some love. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, but today, I think it's either today, if I'm not mistaken, March, the 1 year event for Trayvon Martin.
Yes.
The tragic shooting. So I wanted to, you know, send some love to him and his family. Also, everybody knows that Otis Harris has passed away from the Temptations. I want to give some love because that's one of my mom's favorite groups, and I grew up on the Temptations, and those are my peoples. So
right.
Just wanted
come
to put
now.
That out there.
That's history right there.
Oh,
Temptations?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Oh, man.
That's major.
Yeah.
So, love and respect to Otis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I just want to give, you know, right.
Go right ahead.
No, that's what I want to give, you know, just some love to everybody starting, the new year, 2013, man. Get it right. It's a long year. You got time. Don't try to rush anything.
Yeah.
Just stay the course. That's all I'm saying. Just stay the course, baby. You'll make it out. You'll make it out just right.
The devil tries to shut you down, but just keep your faith in God and just keep motivated, you know?
That's right.
Every day is not going to be a great day, but remember, if you're blessed to wake up to see another day, you're already ahead of the game. So, you know, just kind of enjoy your life as best you can. And like I said, every day is not perfect. Every day things don't go the way you want them to go. But if you're living and you have your health, you know, and even if you just have a pack of ramen noodles to eat, you're ahead of most people, a lot of people in the world today who are really struggling. So just be thankful for everything that you have, everything that you have. It's okay,
right,
you know, to get upset about things, but don't let it, you know, overcome you. So, you know, keep your faith in God and try to keep your mind right, and whatever it is you're trying to go for, you go for it. And real quick, I just want to say to you, Black, on Twitter, Lady G is lashing at you for playing.
Uh-oh, what I do?
Nice Flight. She said, you stupid for that. Shout out to Lady G.
You know how
said,
I
Black,
get down.
You stupid for that one.
Nobody's safe.
Lady G, you have no idea. This dude is crazy. I have a crazy, crazy, crazy ho-ho-ho's.
Oh, no, what did you just call me?
I'm done.
Oh, man. We're going to kick it. We're going to go back to Smiz, the money kid, because Miss PD is messing up.
I said ho-ho's.
Wait
a minute.
You said who?
Ho-ho's. What's a ho-ho's? I'm done. I cracked myself up, you guys. I'm telling you. Shout out to everybody who tuned in tonight. We appreciate you guys so very, very much. Shout out to you, Black, for always doing what it is you do. You're always on point with everything that you're doing. Shout out to the whole six-man radio team. I love all y'all. Yeah, did I say that right? Yeah, I love all y'all. So,
PD Radio.
PD Radio. Shout out, like I said, shout out to everybody who tunes in every week, who promotes the show. You plug in the show. We see you. We thank you so very much. And that is it. Miss PD has spoken. Another good show tonight. I should say.
Oh, did I just cut you off? My bad.
I hate you.
I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover. I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover. She used to be my people, but she turned into a diva. She used to be my angel, but my angel turning evil. So I kicked off the halo and took her off my payroll. I got that lay low, and they do what I say so. Freaky, geeky girls, take it in the a-hole. They like me, they hypey, they come from Vallejo. That's the day, before they call it the yeah. On my independent, got music like Matt Dre. I used to be a lover. I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover. I used to be a lover, but I turned into a pimp. Cause it's hard to love her when she always talking shit. I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover, but I turned into a pimp. Cause it's hard to love a bitch when she always talking shit. I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
Classic albums with no radio play. I'm an underground king like Pepsi and Bun Bae. Okay, KK, my trying to get paid. And me too, got old coons. I know they're trying to get laid. Just talk to me, don't worry about what they say. They tripping, I'm pippin', just come around my way. Just talk to me, don't worry about what they say. They tripping, I'm pippin', just come around my way. I got you. I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover. I used to be a lover, but I turned into a pimp. Cause it's hard to love a bitch when she always talking shit. I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover, but I turned into a pimp. Cause it's hard to love a bitch when she always talking shit. I used to be a lover. I used to be a lover.
Through my window, I want.
Ha 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 ha!